In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing on volume 26, April 28th, 1929. And she begins, I was doing, and that's not the correct translation. Jesus shows Louisa that she's praying her round in the divine fiat. And the reason she prays the rounds, see, this helps us understand, is creation. When we enter into creation, when we see all that God has created, we begin to understand how much God loves us. So creation talks to us about the love of God. So we like breathe in all of creation, all of redemption. We breathe this in, fuse ourselves with creation, redemption. And this is what sanctification is to give back to God the I love you that he gave to us. So every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to us. And what the Lord is asking is that we begin to see this. We begin to embrace this, this I love you. And creation teaches us the I love you. If you, when you look at a flower, just looking at a flower and how intricate, how magnificent our God is in creating this flower for each and every one of us, this life that's all around us. This is a prayer, and it's not doing your round, but praying your round. And that'll be corrected one day when the translations are shown, that as you're praying the round, you're round in the divine will. You're entering into the I love you of God. You're entering into this abundant life that's all around us. And our God wants us to recognize the I love yous. Listen, see, smell, touch, taste the I love yous that are all around you, so that we can then, in the name of Jesus, one with Jesus, one with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, we can breathe back this I love you, pray this I love you back to God, Jesus and us doing that, Mary and us doing that. We begin to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, this true life of Jesus and Mary. So Louisa says, I was praying my round in the divine fiat to follow its acts in the creation. And this is what the creation is teaching us about the love of God. This is why it's important to pray the rounds. Every day you're learning more about the I love you of God in all of creation. This becomes our prayer life. Our prayer life is the rounds. And this is why you have the rounds. You have the book of Christmas, the Christmas rounds. You have the ordinary rounds. You have the Lenten rounds. And then you have the Easter Pentecost rounds. And as we enter into these rounds of creation, redemption, sanctification, we begin to dive into this infinite ocean of love that's all around us. This everything around us is an I love you. And our God wants us to hear it, to smell it, to taste it, to touch it. This is what the rounds are about. This is how Adam lived. Adam prayed the rounds. He adored God and loved God and praised God and thanked God and glorified God. And we learn to do this as well, especially when we are in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the monstrance, when we see God in the monstrance. And then we spend that hour of prayer adoring him for 15 minutes, being contrite, you know, sorry for our sins for 15 minutes, thanking God for 15 minutes, and then supplicating God for 15 minutes. This time that we have with God is to do our acts, adoring, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. When we enter into this, like people go, what do I do? What do I do when I'm in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Well, think of, again, 30 things that you can thank God for. Try 15 things and then spend a minute in those 15 things adoring God and entering into this abundant life. If you can't think of just focusing for that minute, do 30 things for 30 seconds. Adoring God for what? For all of creation, all of redemption, all of sanctification, adoring God for our holy church, adoring God for our Blessed Mother, adoring God for the sacraments and sacramentals, you know, adoring God for this sacrament of sacraments, this gift of the divine will. So we begin to fall in love with God. We dive into this infinite ocean of love. And she was praying around to the divine fiat to follow its acts in the creation. And she says, and again, in the divine will, Jesus teaches us there's no time or space in the divine will. So she says, I reached Eden, the Garden of Eden, and my poor mind paused in the act in which the divine will, God himself, created Adam. And breathing over Adam, this breath of God, this Ruah of God, filled Adam with divine life. This is what this is what our God is asking us to do. Go back there to this instant of this creation of Adam, where we see Adam, we look at his genes, we look at his DNA. What he was, the image and likeness of God. We look at our DNA. We get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and we become food for worms. This is not what God wanted for us. So he's asking us, would you be willing to go back and see how I created Adam? Experience this light. And that's what Louise is doing. There's no time or space. She bilocates back to the Garden of Eden. Jesus takes her back there. She says she reached the Garden of Eden, and her poor mind paused in the act in which God created Adam, and breathing over him, the divine will, God himself, infused divine life in Adam. See, that's what God wants to do with us. He wants to infuse in us this abundant life, bringing us back to the womb of the Father. This is a glorious time to be alive. It's a magnificent time to be alive. To begin to see, hear, smell, touch, and taste all of the I love yous of God in creation, all the I love yous of what Jesus went through and Mary went through in redemption, the sufferings, the sorrow, the sadness, the pain, the sorrows that Jesus and Mary went through to redeem us. And now Jesus says, now he wants to sanctify the world. He wants the world to enter into this abundant life. So she pauses in the act in which God created Adam, breathing over Adam, infusing divine life in Adam. And I prayed to Jesus to breathe over my poor soul. See, as you read this, you pause and you do the same thing. I want to be there with you, Louisa. I want to watch God create Adam. I want to see this divine life infused in Adam. And I pray to you, Lord Jesus, to breathe over my poor soul as well. See, it's not a book to read. It's a book to enter into. The book of heaven is, Jesus says, it's the only book that will transform a soul. So he's asking us, he's pleading with us to allow him to bring us where he brought Louisa. So we have to pause as well with Louisa, and we say, Lord, I want everything that you gave to Louisa. Take me to the Garden of Eden. Take me to witness you creating Adam. Take me so that I can begin to understand the depth of your love for humanity. See, it's not just something to read. I've had people say to me, well, I've read the 36 volumes. Now what do I do? And it's like, you've just begun. See, every time you read, God continues to expand your capacity to understand more. And it's not the same book when you read it again. It's not the same book when you read it 10 times, 20 times. What happens is he's teaching us how to enter into this abundant life. And it's not just, you know, I like when I first was reading this, you know, Jesus says there's divine secrets, there's divine treasures, there's knowledges, there's manifestations, there's promises that I give to mankind in this book. So I'm reading. What's the next thing? And I'm reading. And it comes to the point where it's to enter into these words that God speaks, the word of God speaking these words to us, infusing in us this life. And as we enter into it, he keeps on expanding what these words mean. And like I mentioned before, that the book of heaven, every word is a library. Because when God speaks these words, they're infinite. He says they're divine lives, Jesus says. These words that Jesus speaks, the word of God speaking these words, they become alive. When he said fiat lux, the universe began. When Our Lady said fiat mihi, what happens at that point was God became man. The incarnation took place. And now the fiat voluntas tua, our God wants us to enter into this life, this light, this love of God that's all around us. And so he speaks to us. Each word he speaks to us. What does that do? It begins to expand our capacity to dive deeper into this ocean. He says, I want you to dive into this infinite ocean of love, never to leave. He says, I want you to experience this love eternally. So he's given us this opportunity to read, to study, to put into practice. I know there's many books out there, but there's nothing like the book of heaven. As you read the book of heaven, each soul that reads the book of heaven enters into a deeper relationship with Jesus at each moment. And this is what he's doing. He wants to breathe into us. So he shows us what Louisa did. She reached Eden. She saw God creating Adam, breathing over Adam. And what does she do? She says, Lord Jesus, breathe over my poor soul. Infuse in me the first divine breath of creation. And God wants to do this with us. He wants to show us. He wants to help us begin to understand this abundant life, this light, this love of God reigning in us, changing our fallen nature into back to what it was before the fall. What was Adam's DNA? What did it look like? Image and likeness of God. Jesus has redeemed us. Why? To live like this? No. He's redeemed us to prepare us for what? The only prayer he taught. May your kingdom come on earth, in us, this dust, on earth as it is in heaven. To go back to where, to the womb of the Father. To begin to live this abundant life, this abundant love, this abundant light of God. So she says basically, I prayed to Jesus to breathe over my soul and to infuse in me the divine breath of creation so that with their regenerative breath, this is the triune God breathing into us. I, Louisa, and we linked to Louisa, might begin our life again. This divine life. This life that Adam had before the fall. It's not a human life. It's not the fallen human nature, even though we've been redeemed. It's to go back to where God wanted us in the fall. And this is why he says to Louisa, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, what happens is you begin to enter into this universal life, this Catholic life. You begin to enter into this life where God is going to make of each of us his divine masterpiece. No one's the same. We're all unique. We all have different irises, different fingerprints, different voices, different shapes, different sizes, different colors. Why? He wants our uniqueness. He loves our uniqueness. We should never be jealous of anybody. What God has given to us, he says, I want you to discover this. Seek and you will find. Knock and it'll be open to you. Jesus says, I want you to begin to understand the great gift of the divine will. He says, because the great gift of the divine will tells us who we are and who God is. And as we enter into this, we fall more and more in love with God. Our whole focus is looking at God, loving God, being with God. So what does our Lord do in the Catholic Church? He gives us the Holy Eucharist. He gives us, and as Pope St. John Paul II said, I want each parish to have Eucharistic adoration. Why? So you can fall in love with your prisoner of love in the tabernacle. And that's what we find when we read in volume 25, Louisa, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, for the first time in 40 years, she says, finally, 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 I'm with you, she says. When you go to Corrado and you go to her parish, there's a little square in the pavement of the floor of the church, right where her body is buried at this point, in the front of the church. She used to kneel there and stare at Jesus of the tabernacle as a little girl. And then Jesus said to her, go to bed, stay there. She stayed there for 40 years. If you go to the association in her room upstairs, 40 years she was there, never seeing the sun. Her window was facing the north, never being out of that bed for 40 years. And then when she was finally moved to the orphanage, St. Anthony's Orphanage by St. Honorable de Francia, what happens? She's out in the sun. She goes to the garden, and Jesus says, this garden is a simile of the Garden of Eden. And he says to Louisa, you are the third Eve, not Eve the tempter, not Eve the destroyer, but you are the one, the restorer of what? Of the human will back one with God. God had to give this to a human of original sin. He gave the gift. Jesus possessed the gift as the Son of God. Mary possessed it as the Mother of God, Theotokos. But Jesus says, I need to start again with humanity, to begin to live this divine life, to be divinized, as Jesus says. So he says, this divine breath, this first divine breath we pray for every day as we breathe, with this regenerative breath. I love that word regenerative in the Latin Mass that's used often, regenerative. That we were being regenerated. This is what God is doing. And I, Louisa, might begin my life again. And all in the fiat, according to the purpose for which the triune God had created me. So what that's doing is it's helping us to understand, why are we praying? We're praying that God breathe this life in us as Adam received it. This first breath of creation, the purpose for which God created us was to begin our life again, one with him, as Adam did before the fall. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And now Jesus says, now we have the third Eve, Louisa, the one of sanctification. You need a man and a woman for every era. Adam and Eve for creation. Jesus and Mary for sanctification. The Holy Father and Louisa Jesus Mary for redemption, the Holy Father and Louisa for sanctification. He has the keys. The Pope has the keys to the kingdom. Everyone's going to enter into this universal life. Will there be one church, one flock, one shepherd? So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.